a first-year student who identifies as Chinese non-binary, non-labeling, and a sexual assault survivor wrote,
story after story. UConn student Catherine Maldonado addressed the Board of Trustees today about discrimination on the store's campus alongside Varun Kattar. Chairman of the Board of Trustees, Larry McHugh, asked at the beginning that speakers keep their comments to a maximum of 3 minutes each. Maldonado and Kattar approached the podium together, reading testimonies they had collected from an anonymous online survey of UConn students. The story spoke to issues of homophobia, racism, and sexual violence, and what students said was a lack of empathy and safe spaces. UConn student Ashley Gravina also addressed the Board of Trustees.
I am certain that all of you have access to a computer or a television, but are you really tuned in? When you see UConn in the news, are you pleased?
She went on to read examples of posts on Yik Yak, a social mobile app based on geographical location where users can post anonymously. Here's one Yik Yak post she called problematic.
Welfare, food stamps, free or discounted tuition for being inner city, full ride for being good at a sport you probably skip class to go play in the street. How come we don't talk about black privilege?
After a few others used their allotted time to address the Board of Trustees, Chairman McHugh thanked the speakers and then invited Vice President for Student Affairs, Michael Gilbert, to the podium. Gilbert said he thinks his goals align with those of students and echoed some of the concerns mentioned by the speakers.
I think those of us who have spent time on campus in the past year have been deeply concerned with appalling, repugnant, and hurtful expression on Yik Yak.
UConn senior Tasia Miner wore a sign on the back of her shirt, which included various hashtags, including hashtag Black Women Matter and hashtag UConn Hates Me. She said she hoped the words would spark a conversation.
This is our university. We pay to go here. So I just want to be heard. I just want to be heard. I don't care to be understood or liked or, you know, anything like that, but I want to be heard.
Approximately 20 other students came to stand behind the speakers this morning, many with duct tape covering their mouths in solidarity. The event entitled Silent No More had been publicized on Facebook with about 100 people RSVPing yes. Although not all made it to the meeting, Maldonado said she still thinks the turnout made a statement. Justice Lopez, a master's student in the Yegg School of Education, said the student presence during public comment was meant to send a message and spread awareness.
It's not to spread hate. It's not to spread, you know, bickering or any sort. It's to approach this through love and genuine care and compassion so that people can genuinely understand and build empathy for one another about the student experiences and realities that are here.
For WHUS News, I'm Sylvia Cunningham.